From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 8th. Hey Iris, July 8th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Reimagine Peaceful Parenting with Sarah Rosen's Wheat Substack. The most important job we have as parents is actually simple. As parents, we often feel overwhelmed by the long list of tasks and responsibilities. But the most important thing we do as parents is surprisingly simple. Making our child feel loved. It's not about being perfect or checking off every box on the parenting to-do list. It's about being present, calm, and emotionally generous, especially when things get tough. When we respond to our child's misbehavior with frustration or yelling, they feel like they're bad or unworthy of love. Instead, we can take a pause and remind ourselves that they're doing the best they can and that we still think they're good people. This unconditional love helps our kids feel secure and loved, even in the hardest moments. Next, second from Naptime Kitchen. I just wish I had a bigger kitchen podcast. I'm excited to share that the author of I Just Wish I Had a Bigger Kitchen has released the whole 10-episode pre-order bonus podcast for free. She recorded the series last summer, chatting with women she admires about the same wish themes that shaped each chapter of her book. The idea was to thank early supporters and give the conversations a wider audience now that the book's been out a year. The guests are a mix of best-selling authors, entrepreneurs, and creators. Mike Willen Smith on home making, Emily Lay on organization, Audrey Roloff on marriage, Shauna Nyquist on community, Lindsay Baumgren on fitness, Anna Migros on intentional living, Kendra Adechie on time management, Kate Brya, and on beauty, Kelly Stump on cars, and Kel Hampton on everyday storytelling. Each episode focuses on a different area of discontent: kitchen space, parenting, marriage, friendships, looks, money, time control, comparison, and how things could have gone better. What makes this series feel personal is that every conversation is rooted in real life experience rather than polished advice. The hosts and guests share practical insights, anecdotes, and a few laughs, so you get a sense of how they each navigate the same wish moments that the book explores. If you're curious about the book's themes or just want a friendly, down-to-earth chat about everyday challenges, the whole series is now available to stream at no cost. Enjoy the talk. Each one is about 20-30 minutes, perfect for a commute or a quiet afternoon. Up next, third from Family Troubles. Zoom link for today's session. Hey, just a quick heads up. The Zoom link for today's session is live, so if you haven't signed up yet, click the registration button now. The link will stay active until the session starts, and you'll be dropped straight into the call once you're in. If you've got a question you want the presenter to see, make sure you post it in the comments soon. There's only a few minutes left before the question window closes at 4:10 p.m. After that, the host will wrap up the Q&A and move on. Anything else you need, just let me know. Happy to help you get set up. And then, fourth from Motherly, how to teach your kid to meditate even if they can't sit still for 10 seconds. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends mindfulness for kids, noting that even preschoolers can see benefits. That guidance is based on a collection of pediatric studies and meta-analyses rather than a single trial. Lida Elliott builds on that foundation with a hands-on approach that skips the word meditation altogether. She turns belly breathing into froggy breathing, having children watch a beanie baby rise and fall on their stomachs, and she uses a soft bell that fades away to cue the start and finish of each session. She starts at 10 seconds, sometimes even 5 for the youngest groups, and only adds time when the kids are ready. After 2 years of practice, many of her 5-year-olds can sit for 5 minutes, which is longer than most adults manage on a good day. The key, she says, is that children learn by watching you. When a parent lies down, breathes with the frog metaphor, and listens to the fading sound together, the practice becomes a shared, low-stakes activity rather than a lesson. The same short, embodied steps can be adapted for older children, keeping the core idea consistent across ages. Next, fifth from Kate Veller. Could Carly Kloss be inspiration for future seasons of Nobody Wants This? Carly Kloss, the 33-year-old Jewish model, has expressed her enthusiasm for the Netflix show Nobody Wants This, which explores themes of faith and identity. In a recent interview, she revealed that she shared some of her own experiences with converting to Judaism with the show's creator, Aaron Foster. Kloss, who converted to Judaism ahead of her marriage to Joshua Kushner in 2018, mentioned that she has more material for the show's future seasons. Kloss's conversion process was reportedly influenced by her husband's faith, but she emphasized that it was also a personal decision she made after years of studying and soul-searching. The couple has 3 children together, and their family's Jewish heritage is evident in the naming of their children, including their youngest daughter, Rae Florence, who is named after Joshua's Holocaust survivor grandmother. The show's upcoming season 3, which is set to debut later this year, features a guest star lineup that includes Sarah Silverman, Aaron Foster, and Andrew Rannells. The season appears to focus on Joanne's journey through the conversion process, with characters like Rabbi Eden and Sebastian playing significant roles. If a storyline based on Kloss's life does make it into the show, fans are hoping for a cameo from the model herself. Up next, sixth from Kay Veller. I'm starting to think I need this $2,000 watch inspired by Jewish legend Gilda Radner. Shinola released a limited edition watch line to honor Gilda Radner on what would have been her 80th birthday. The collection includes 2 models. A smaller runabout price just under $2,000 with a red jasmine dial and a diamond-accented bracelet, and a larger Runwell automatic around $2,500 that shows its movement through an open-heart window. Both pieces use red, a color Radner loved, and a portion of sales will support Gilda's Club Detroit, the non-profit she inspired for cancer patients. The watches are presented in a red travel case, and the design was modeled by Alan Swabel, a longtime collaborator of Radner's. The brand frames the release as a tribute rather than a hype product, emphasizing the charitable link and the personal connection many Jewish fans feel to Ratner's legacy. And then, 7th, from Over the Influence. Low-key, hang with me. Hey, so I've got a rundown for you on the Parisian Heist author's upcoming tour. Starting Sunday, they'll be hitting the road for nearly a month, visiting over 20 cities across the U.S. There'll be book signings, hugs, champagne, and stories at various bookstores, wineries, and even a guided museum tour in Dallas. Some events are ticketed, so if you're interested, grab yours soon. Last year, many sold out quickly. If you can't make it to an event, you can request a personalized copy through their website. They're also working on more events for the fall, so if you're local booked or doesn't have them scheduled, you can ask them to request the author. The full schedule's on their website, but highlights include a 3-course French dinner and 1 stop in a Catskills book festival in August. Next, 8th, from Crone Sandwich. Life lately. I've been in summer reading mode, using a lot of fresh herbs from our garden, particularly mint. I made a salad with quinoa, mint, parsley, plums, garlic, pepperoncini, feta, and fried almonds, which was delicious. I've also been experimenting with other recipes, like a salad with fried shallots, coleslaw made with grated cabbage, pickled shrimp, and soy pickled eggs. There's a theme of vinegar in many of these dishes. We've been watching a lot of sports, which I'm not naturally inclined towards, but I find myself drawn to the drama, the athletes, and the international aspect. I'm also appreciative of the people who made it possible for me to go rafting in the Grand Canyon, an experience that pushed me out of my comfort zone, but was ultimately magical. I've been writing, watercoloring, and enjoying simple pleasures like watermelon. I recommend reading the novel Whistler, which I think is perfect. If this summer is tough for you, know that I'm here with you. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.